I'm bringing a message that, Lord, I'm trusting the Lord gave it to me. I was just fiddling around one day, and I don't know how this thing developed. I had this thought in my head, and I was just looking. And the more I looked, the more fun I was having. So, now y'all get it. Matthew chapter 13. Let's begin down in verse 24. And another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while he slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together under the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, gather ye together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Let's pray. Father, help us now this morning. Give us liberty and power. May the word of God be quick and powerful. I pray that you would help our mind and our tongue. Lord, give us something to encourage us, something to help keep us straight. And I pray, Lord God, if there's anybody here unsaved, I pray speak to that heart this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I want to bring you a message this morning entitled Knockoffs versus Clones. I know it's a weird title, but I got to think about it one day. It's about, I guess, 6-7 years ago, I was over at the Rock Hill Police Department one day, and there was a police car backed up there. They had the trunk open. They had two police officers out there. And they had these great big old boxes, and they were taking sunglasses out and breaking them in half and throwing them in the trash can. And so I got curiosity, so I walked out and said, what are you guys doing? He said, they're knockoffs. He said, we confiscated them from some street vendor down here. They're supposed to be these $150, $200 sunglasses. And I thought to myself, there ain't no sunglass in the world cost $200. You know, $2.99, you get them at flea market on special sometimes, three pair for a dollar. That's good sunglasses. $200 for something. Anyway, he said, these are knockoffs. He said, they imitate them, then they go down to the flea markets and all these little places, and they sell them for $15, $20. You know, and they're a knockoff of this $200 sunglass. I thought, huh. Well, time went by, you know, and over time I heard other people talking about knockoffs. My wife talks about these expensive handbags, purses, whatever you call them, that cost $200 and $300, but you can go to a flea market or someplace like that and buy them for $25, $30, and they look just like the real deal. And so then you strut around pretending you got a $300 bag on your arm when you got a $20 bag on your arm. That's a knockoff. Well, you know, I'm kind of a science buff, and some years ago I heard them talking about cloning stuff. And I did a lot of research, read a lot of books, and spent a lot of time looking into cloning because it has moral implications and all that stuff, you know. And, you know, I understand how you have to take a cell before it reaches the bachelor stage and begins to develop, you know. Once it's, before it does that, you can kind of coax it into being almost any kind. But they take those cells and then they can clone a part, or they can even clone the whole thing. I'm sure you remember Dolly the sheep a few years ago, which was the first acknowledged successful cloning of an animal. Now, the thing about cloning is not like a knockoff. A knockoff is where somebody has a thing, a purse, a handbag, whatever it is, and it sells for $200, $300, and somebody comes by, takes inferior materials, and makes an inferior product. It just looks like, it's not like, but it looks like the real deal. Cloning is where the real deal is the real deal again. A clone is an exact DNA match, an exact genetic match to the original. The only difference is the experiences in the life of the cloned is different from the experiences of the original. But genetically, materially, it's exactly the same. I thought, Well, now I had these two separate thoughts that's percolating in my little brain. One thing is thinking about clones, and the other part is thinking about knockoffs. Then one day, I'm reading my Bible, and I come across this passage. And I said, the tare is a clone. The tare is a knockoff. It's not the real deal. It's not genetically the same. It's just looks like. And so I looked through the Bible to see if I could find any examples of this knockoff versus clone kind of a thing. And of course, in John chapter 4, verse 23, there's the story there about the true worshipers. The implication is there are some not true. There are some false worshipers. But they worship just like the true worshiper. They're not clones. They're knockoffs. Amen? They want to be acknowledged. They want to look like. They want to act like. They want to pretend that they're just like the true worshiper. But they're not. There's a difference between them. John chapter 6, verse 22. There's a passage there that deals with the true bread. The true bread. Now, if you got a true bread, what else do you have? You have a false bread. So the Lord Jesus Christ in that passage is the true bread that the Father sent down from heaven. Right? Then there's a false bread. There's an imitator. Everybody knows who the imitator is, right? Okay. Now, so we have the true bread, and then we have the knockoff. The bread that looks like true bread, but it ain't. Now, of course, in the passage, he's talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ is the incarnate Word, and what you have in your lap is the written Word. Now, in every example that I found where you have a true and a false, where you have a knockoff, every time you find that in the Bible, it's a living thing. So I looked at the Word of God, I said, well, you know, Jesus Christ was a living thing, and the imitator is a living thing. Will that translate all the way down to the Word of God? Well, it does. You say, why is that? Well, because the Word of God is the only living Word, the only living book, the only book that's alive. And so, you can press it if you try hard enough to make the bread here the Word of God. In which case, there are plenty of knockoffs. There's over 200 knockoffs in the last 15, 20 years. Then in John chapter 15, there's the story there about the true vine. Now, if you've got the true vine, you have what else? You have the false vine. Well, in the Bible, the false vine is actually called the vine of the earth in the book of Revelation. But you have the true vine. You've got a vine that looks like, pretends to be like, wants to be like the true vine, but it's not. It's a knockoff. Amen? So I want to talk to you this morning about and draw some comparisons between knockoffs and clones. And the reason for that is, in the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is a living organism, We're talking about living things today. The Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, those people who are genuinely saved, are clones. We have His DNA. We are washed in the blood of the Lamb. We will be, now the process is not finished, you have to understand that, but in time, we not only have His DNA washed in His blood, we will be conformed to His image. See? So the end result of this cloning process is to make every one of you like Jesus, the only difference being the experiences that we have passed through. But we will be made of the same substance. We will be genetically identical. Because you're in the family of God. So a knockoff is a cheap, inferior copy of an original. And a clone is an exact creation, indistinguishable from the original in its substance, but not in its experience. Everybody with me? And I know I'm in the South and you can't do complicated things, but hang with me. Now, I have 12 little points here to illustrate the difference between knockoffs and clones. Because I'm convinced that all through the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have two groups of people in our churches. We have clones, those who are washed in the blood of the Lamb, born again into the family of God, a living organism with the DNA of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in our churches we have knockoffs. People who are not born again, who are not cloned, but who want to look like and labor to look like the original. So our churches are full of clones and knockoffs. You say, well, which one's which? That's the whole trick, cowboy. Knockoffs look like clones. I can't tell them apart. I can't look at you and say, oh, you're a clone, and you're a knockoff. I don't know. Amen? So what are you going to do? Well, we're going to have to let them grow together until the harvest. But I want you to understand they're not the same thing. And the reason I want you to understand they're not the same thing is I want you to examine yourself and figure out once and for all, absolutely certain, whether you, not your neighbor, not your husband or your wife or your children or anybody else, whether you are a clone or a knockoff. Now, nobody knows that but you. Amen? So here we go. I hate messages where I have to explain what I'm doing. Number one, the first requisite of a good knockoff is knockoffs appear identical to the original, to the human eye. When you look at it, but I tell you what, they got some knockoffs out there today. You can't tell them apart. Now, I'm a golfer, and I played with knockoffs. Years ago, when I first started playing golf, of course, I wasn't near as good then as I am now. So I didn't figure I needed really expensive clubs, and I really didn't want to put a lot of money into it. You know, I mean, if you're just going to do something once or twice a year, why spend $900,000 for a set of clubs when you can buy a set of knockoffs for $50? So I had a set of knockoffs for TaylorMade. TaylorMade is one of the brand name upper echelon golf clubs. You know, all the big shots use them. So I had a set of clubs. They looked just like them. They were the same color. They were the same shape. Everything. Then I sold them and I got a set of King Snake. Now, the original is called a King Cobra. Matter of fact, that's the club I play with today. I have a real set of King Cobras. But for a couple of years, I played with some knockoffs called King Snake. They look just like them. The difference is, them King Snakes cost me about $100. Amen. And you look at them, you couldn't tell the difference. Now, once I played them, I could tell the difference. Once I got the original, the real deal, it was obvious to me that the others were. But to the untrained eye, you look at them, you riding down the fairway, you know, with your clubs in the back of your golf cart. Everybody sees them things and sees, I'm like, he's got, boy, you know, playing brand name stuff. But it wasn't. It was just a cheap knockoff. Knockoffs appear identical to the human eye or to the untrained eye. That's because man looketh on outward appearance. A clone and a copy or a knockoff of a Christian are indistinguishable to the casual observer because they look just alike. I mean, unsaved people can dress nice just like saved people. Unsaved people can be nice and polite and civil just like saved people. Amen. Sometimes unsaved people got just as high of moral standards, their ethics and all that are just as good as Christians. Matter of fact, I know a lot of times the knockoff lives as good or a better life than the real deal. And when you look at them, you can't tell which one's which. I've seen a lot of folks they probably saved that look like knockoffs to me, but I think they were clones. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, you just can't tell. Now, we may have some knockoffs in here this morning, for all I know. So who is it, preacher? Who is it? I don't know. I don't have anybody in mind. I'm just saying the possibility exists that not everybody here is as saved as they pretend to be. They're just knockoffs. They're imitating being a Christian. All you got to do is just come to church every now and then, know a verse or two, quote John 3:16. Everybody in the whole wide world, especially in TV land, they'll all think you're a Bible thumper. Number two. Knockoffs are great at coexisting. The guy planted the wheat and they planted the tares and you couldn't tell them apart. And they live right there in the same dirt, in the same soil, with the same nutrients, in the same environment, and they grew and prospered just like the wheat did. Knockoffs are well adapted to coexisting with the clones. Can't tell them apart. Man, our church, you know, somebody, a good insurance salesman wants to make a lot of money, he goes to church. Good politician, if he's smart, gets him some church affiliation. Amen. A lot of folks come to church that aren't here because they're in love with Jesus Christ. They're not here because they're shamed and sick of their sin. They're here for a multitude of reasons. It's amazing what all drives people to come to the church house. But in order to fit in and to feel accepted and not feel ostracized or outcast, we learn to dress alike and talk alike and look alike. And, you know, I mean, all you got to do to be a good Baptist, you know, if you show up 3 Sundays in a row and go to church after, I mean, go to lunch after church, you got to be saved. That's all that's required, is come to church 3 times and find a nice restaurant for lunch. I think sometimes the proof of being a Baptist is how many times you eat out during the month. Knockoffs are great at coexisting. They just move in, they adapt, they assimilate. I wish we had some races that could do that. Amen. Number 3. Knockoffs have nothing to offer anybody. Now we're talking about living things today. Our example here is wheat. When the tares and the wheat first spring up through the ground, the blade, the grass looks the same. Can't tell any difference. And they grow for a while and you can't tell any difference. Now, sooner or later, you're going to be able to tell a difference. But the point here is that no matter how long you let the knockoff live in close proximity to the clone, he's never going to bear fruit. He's got nothing to offer anybody. He is, in fact, a clone, a knockoff. He's just a cheap imitation of the real thing. He can't produce life. He can't sustain life because he doesn't have it. He's not of the same order. Amen? And sooner or later, it's going to come to light that the clone doesn't have anything. Not the clone. The knockoff has nothing to offer because he's not the real deal. Sooner or later, the wheat will have wheat. And the wheat gives life. But the knockoff is never going to have any wheat, and he's never going to be able to pass on life to anybody else. He's just a cheap imitation. Bears no fruit. Now, number four, a knockoff or a disappointment to everybody around them. Say, why? Because everybody's expecting something out of them. The world has a right to expect something out of Christians. If you're a real, genuine, certified, born again, blood washed Christian, if you're a real clone, you've got something to offer the world. But the knockoff has nothing to offer. He has no life to offer. He has nothing to give them. And so he's a disappointment because everybody expected something out of him. They expected to see him look like a Christian. They expect to see the fruit of a Christian in his life. And they're disappointed because it's never there. And sooner or later, the knockoff is always revealed as a knockoff. Knockoffs disappoint. You know, it's one you put that $30 knockoff handbag on your arm, and boy, you strut around like you've got that $500 bag, and then your friend says, "Let me see it." And they pick it up and they're looking at it, and right inside this little tag says, "Made in China." She may or may not say anything, but from that moment forward, they know it ain't real. Amen. And buddy, I'm telling you what, there's a lot of knockoffs out there, and the way they live and the way they behave, you know they're not real. Then, of course, eventually, knockoffs are eventually unmasked. Sooner or later, it's revealed what they really are. I've been preaching for years that time is the great revealer of all things. What you really are. What you're really made of, what you really believe, what you really stand for, will come out if you give it enough time. You can hide it, you can cover it up, you can gloss over it, but sooner or later, the real you has got to show up. Now, when the knockoff, the time comes at harvest, when they're supposed to put forth fruit, when they're supposed to produce a harvest, the tare has nothing. The knockoff has nothing. They've got nothing to offer. Do you know what unsaved people can offer to the world? Nothing. Now, if you're a clone, you got plenty to offer. Say, what do you are? I can offer them eternal life. I can offer them Jesus Christ. See? But if you're just a knockoff, you don't have it yourself, you can't give it to anybody else. Knockoffs, their destiny is to be condemned, to be destroyed, to be burnt. Now, we didn't read the whole thing there just for time's sake, but the end of the knockoff is you back the police car up to the dipsy dumpster, and you take the glasses one pair at a time, and you snap the arms off, and you throw them in the trash. And then they burn them. What you do with a knockoff is you get them off of the market. They're of no value. They can't help anybody. They're a cheap imitation. They are, in fact, worthless. So what we do is we destroy the knockoff. Now, that's what the Lord Jesus Christ is going to do. He said, let them grow together until the harvest. And in the latter part of the chapter, he said, take the tares, pull them up, bind them in bundles that we might burn them. The end of the knockoff is destruction. The imitation Christian is not going home to glory. It's a, Lord, Lord, didn't we do this and didn't we do that in thy name? He said, depart from me, I never knew you. They looked religious. They did religious things, but they didn't have the one thing that made them real, and they weren't washed in the blood of the Lamb. They were just pretending the whole time. They thought because they lived like the other guy and looked like the other guy and sounded like the other guy and sang the same song, they would end up in the same place. And that's not how it worked. We're not saved by the things we do. We're saved because we are a clone. We are taken from the bloodline of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be a lot of folks awful sad when harvest comes in, because all this time they've been counting on making it because they look like the real deal, and looking like it don't make you real. Not only that, let's look at the clones and show you the stark contrast. Number one, unlike the knockoff, all clones are genetically identical. Now look at here. You saved? I just got your word for that. Are you saved? You shaking your head, yeah? Is that an affirmative? Okay. So all y'all are saved. You and you, here's the whole family, a mama and a daddy. And middle-sized bear and baby bear. And they all said they're saved. They're four individual people. But if they're really clones, and the Lord took His equipment to check them out, He would find exactly the same DNA in the same blood in that one, that one, that one, and that one. Say why? Because we all got washed in the same blood of the same Lamb. And we are genetically identical. Look at this whole crowd. Everybody here, if you're saved, and I don't know whether you are or not, but if you are, you are all in the same family. You are all of the same bloodline. We all have the same DNA. That's what's going to get us to the same place. Amen? It's not that we look alike. Look at this diverse crowd. Ain't nobody in here looks like each other. Well, except maybe me and my wife, we look a lot alike. But it doesn't make any difference how I look. It's what I'm made of. It's, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you got the blood of Christ in you? Are you washed in the blood? Have you had that transfusion that put you in the family? Not only that, unlike knockoffs, all clones are a source of life to others. The life that I have is eternal life. It's in my blood. It's in my DNA. It's in my genetic makeup. It's going to guarantee, not just that I get to heaven. It guarantees that I'm going to be conformed to the image of His dear Son. I'm going to be like Him. For I shall see Him as He is. Amen. So, I'm a clone. I've got that everlasting life and I've got that eternal blood. Now I can talk to this lady right here through the Word that the Father gave and talk to her, and somehow the Spirit takes what I have and gives it to her from faith to faith. And she gets washed in the blood, and she has exactly the same spiritual DNA that I have. And while we don't look alike physically yet, we will, but we are now spiritually identical. We are both in Christ, and we are both in Christ through the blood of the Lamb. Amen? And she is... I'm a clone. And she's a clone. I was thinking about this, you know. When you do a message, you have all kind of thoughts and you cull all kind of stuff out. And sometimes the bones we throw away, I think sometimes they're better than what we kept. I thought, man, a great message title would be The Clone Wars. You know, when Jesus comes back over Revelation 19, The Clone Wars. That'd be cool. Um The great thing about a knockoff can't give life to anybody. But a clone can. Now, you know, if you took the mother of Dolly the sheep and you clone it and you get Dolly and you take the DNA from Dolly and you clone it, you know what you get? You get another Dolly. And you take the blood from that Dolly and use the DNA and clone, you know what you get? You get another Dolly. They all got the same DNA. They all got the same genetics. Now, not only that, unlike knockoffs, all clones are of great value. Knockoff is essentially worthless. I mean, if you got a knockoff of a $500 person, you're getting $20 for it. That ain't much of a thing, right? It's pretty much worthless. But the real deal is worth $500. Now listen, a knockoff of a Christian ain't worth a dime. But the clone is worth everything to the Father. Matter of fact, He buys all the clone. He purchases us with His own blood. Amen? You are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are the Lord's. Amen? So if you're a clone, you're worth everything. Because you are just like the original in substance, and the original emptied the treasure vaults of glory. God paid the highest price possible to redeem folks like you and I and turn you into a clone of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the way, for you theologians, I understand that all these points can't be pressed to their extreme. I understand that. We're using generalizations to get a point across. Number 10. Unlike knockoffs, clones will be just like the original. Do you know that a knockoff never, ever, ever, ever will be like the original? I don't care how long you wait. It's always going to be a knockoff. Always going to be a knockoff. I get them old knockoff golf clubs. I could play with them things for 500 years. And when I get rid of them, they'll still be just a knockoff. But now the clone, the real deal, that's different. Amen. When you get the real thing, not only is it a great value, it is just like the original. You say, well, now you're saved and you're not just like the original. Well, spiritually you are. We've been made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen. You are like Him spiritually. Now, it's true that we do have to wait a little while for the entire process to be completed. But one of these days, I'm going to get a body like unto His glorious body. And then I'll be like Him physically and spiritually. Amen? I'm just in the molten stage, you know. I'm going to transmogrify. I'm going to become something more than I am now. I'm a clone, and the process is not finished. But when it is, I'll have His DNA, and I'll have His substance, and I will be like the Lord Jesus Christ, minus experience. Man, I'm looking forward to that myself. I'm enjoying what I can right now. I run around all the time looking for knockoffs. Number 11. Unlike knockoff, clones will be claimed by the one that planted them. Nobody's coming back to reap and harvest the knockoffs. Nobody coming back to get the tares. They're going to sit right there in the field until they're destroyed. The landowner is coming back to get the wheat. He's coming back to get the clone. He's coming back to get the ones that have life. He's coming back to get the ones that bear fruit. So the one that planted us is coming back for us. There will be a harvest when God takes us all home to glory. Now you better make sure, you better make sure you're a clone and not a knockoff. Because if you're a knockoff, you get left. And the ones that get left get burned. Last but not least. Unlike knockoffs, clones will be commended. Now remember I said, the knockoffs are condemned. The clones are commended. One of these days, the Lord shall say, enter into the joys of thy Lord. One of these days the Lord will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So who hears that? Well, it ain't the knockoffs. It's the clones. You ever look to see if you got that injection where you got that blood? You got that mark? You remember that time when you had that birth experience? You remember when you went from being a mere mortal to being an eternal, everlasting Son of God? Remember when you got the blood of the Lamb and you were put into the kingdom of God and you were baptized into Jesus Christ? You remember when you became a clone? Or are you still a knockoff? You go to church, you sing the songs, you look good, you sound good. And you're counting on being good and being churchy and being religious. And you look around and say, well, I'm just as good as so-and-so. And I'll tell you right now, I live better than him. They ain't going to cut it, pal. Not by works of righteousness we've done, but by his mercy, hath he said. You better get born again and become a clone. Clones go to heaven, knockoffs go to hell. Got that? He said, well, which one's which? I need it. Listen. That Bible said, his spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. If you don't have that witness, you need to come this morning and get saved. I don't care how religious you are. I don't care how many times you've been baptized. Listen, you can get baptized in South Siwashi Creek, you know every minister by his first name, and die and go straight to hell. You better have the blood of Christ. You better be cloned off of the original. Or you will perish with the knockoffs. Let's bow it. Miss Jordan, won't you come play this morning? She's going to play Just As I Am, without one plea. But that thy blood was shed for me, O Lamb of God. I come. You know, and I know a church is not any bigger than this. It's hard for people to respond sometimes. Because you think everybody's going to see you. And everybody's going to think this and everybody's going to think that. Won't you put that out of your mind this morning? Won't you check and see if you're a clone or if you're just a cheap knockoff? You just playing church and playing Christian. Your heart's not in it. And it's not real to you. It's something you wear, something you adopt. You could go for years without Jesus Christ, without church, without the things of God, and then you could just pick it up and move right in. You could be in church for years and drift away and do the vilest of things and live that way for years unaffected, and then suddenly pick church back up and just move right along. The Bible said they went out from us that it might be made manifest that they were not of us. For we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe unto the saving of the soul. I don't know. Wheat and tares look alike when they first come out of the ground. But sometime, sooner or later, there has to be fruit. And it might be at the judgment. I don't know. I don't know. But God knows. If you're a clone, he's got the date written down. And if you're a knockoff, you're not in the book. This is something you don't want to get wrong. You don't want to get this one wrong. thank you now for your goodness and your mercy. I understand that it was a very limited illustration, but I pray, oh God, you might use it to speak to our hearts, bring the truth to our mind, Lord, that we might come to know Thee, might be washed in the blood of the Lamb, that we might miss that destruction that awaits the unsaved. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.